Hi, this is Pastor Daniel Bracken. You're listening to Kings Alaska Podcast. I hope the word encourages you and you get a touch from God that brings transformation and equips you to experience life with people, power, and purpose. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the word.
But how many know that God is good? I want to talk about the goodness of God. Everybody just inhale. Lord, I need some of that goodness. Come on, Jesus, and just breathe out the goodness of God. God wants to fill you with goodness so that you can share the goodness and be a reflection of the goodness of God. How many know that you've been called here to be a light to this region? The message this morning as he was coming to the end, there's this image I got of a door and a window. And I see all of us standing there. We can either be the people that get the message and we're just peering through the window of what God has in store, or we can be the people that take what we've been exposed to, what we've been taught, and step over that threshold by faith and just walk into that promised land that God has for us. And I want to be part of the people that steps over that threshold out of my comfort zone maybe and just says, come on, Jesus, let's see what can happen in my family. Let's see what can happen in my community. Let's see what can happen in my people. Amen. That's what God wants to do tonight. So stand to your feet. I know you've been sitting way too long. Psalm 23, a very familiar passage. I love this passage. I love this passage. I just want you to take a moment and just kind of take an inventory real quick of what's going on in your life. The good and the bad, the challenges, the victories, and say, oh, come on. Some of it's going to thank you, Jesus. Some of it's a come on, Jesus moment. Just say, okay. Now you just read and start reading this. You start reading, the Lord is my shepherd. Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord, every said, forever. Amen. Lord, I thank you for your word, Lord, that come forth strong in and through my life. Anoint me, anoint every one of us, Lord, to receive what you have, that we would walk away changed, Lord, stepping into your presence with our hearts open wide, Lord, giving you a full access to our life. Lord, come in, renew, revive, plant things in our life, extract things that shouldn't be there, that we would walk away changed, ready to be used by you to change the world around us. All God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. So we're going to take a moment just to talk about the goodness of God. There's so many things going on that remind me that God is still good. How many of God is still good? When you get a flat tire on the way to church, God is still good. He is. When you get a call from the doctor that you didn't want to get, God is still good because God is still God. And God is good. Good is who what God is. He is good. And I love that verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. It's such an encouraging verse. But how many know the enemy can sense there's something coming together in your life? How many know this enemy can sense that something's happening and changing here in Wasilla that's caught his attention? But that's okay because our God is bigger than. How many know that God's got a plan for you? Tell your neighbor God's got a plan for you. And brace for impact because here it comes. Here it comes. But we want to talk about the goodness. I want to talk about the goodness of God tonight. The goodness of God can establish, encourage, and even sustain our faith. How many are thankful for that? When you start thinking about the goodness of God, it starts changing something. You start thinking about long enough, you can't sit down anymore. You got to stand up and start moving around. You start thinking about very long, it starts messing you up a little bit. Pretty soon, as you're starting to cry a little bit, you're getting upset, getting emotional. Pretty soon, you got to pull the car over because you got to turn the car off because you just can't handle the goodness of God that's just being poured out upon your life. That's what we want to talk about tonight. But to stay connected and living in the goodness of God, we need to do a few things. You need to know it. You need to know the goodness of God. You need to know that God's desire is for us to know and to live in his goodness. God's desires that his goodness be poured out upon you. How many believe that? As a believer, you're pursuing God, his goodness. He just wants to pour it out upon you. He just wants to pour it out upon you. But you have to also realize that there's also an enemy that wants to come between you and the goodness of God for you and for your family and for your community. He's going to do everything he can to dupe you, distract you. But 1 Peter 5:8 says, stay alert. Everybody say, stay alert. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. The enemy is trying to derail you. And he's by tempting you to give up and give in to the works of the flesh, to give in to temptation, anger, lust, greed. Some people will say, well, Pastor, that's just the way I am. No, no, no. That's the way you've allowed yourself to remain. But God says, I want to change you. I want to transform you. It's going to happen tonight. Tell me you want to be changed and transformed. Amen. That's the process of coming into his presence. Things that are not of God can't remain in the presence of God, and you're changed. How many want to step into God's presence and be changed and transformed? That's what the goodness of God will do in our lives tonight. How many have ever been blessed by God? Just something great happens, and all of a sudden, the devil comes in and says, well, this happens, that happens. You stub your toe, something happens, and you've quickly forget about the goodness of God, and you start fixating on this thing. The enemy wants to take your eyes off the goodness of God. You need to know the goodness of God in your life. Second thing you need to do is you need to embrace the goodness of God. How do you do that? You have a hyper laser focus and a conscious need for holiness in your life. Pursue holiness. Tell your neighbor, pursue holiness. You need to pursue holiness, pursue his presence, pursue God with all that you have, all that you can, all that you know. If you don't know any memory verses, start memorizing some verses. Every scripture verse that pastor uses in the sermon, put it to memory that week and put it to use. Leverage it, use it as a sword to devour the enemy that wants to devour you and your family. Use it as a tool, embrace it, and allow the goodness of God to flow through your life. He desires to flow through you. God desires to empower you. He desires to be victorious through your life. He's just looking for someone that's willing to say yes. Can I get a yes from a few people tonight? Yes, come on, Jesus. Have your way in my life and my family. So embrace what God has for you. Have an intentional desire to say yes to the Spirit and no to the flesh. You've got to decide when you wake up in the morning, I'm going to say yes to the Spirit and say no to the flesh. Before the decision comes about, say, Lord, I say yes to you. Get up in the morning, good morning, Holy Spirit. Have your way in my life, and I say yes to you. Whatever you want me to do today. Before I let my insecurities, the lies of the enemy, lies have been spoken over my life and years past, before any of that comes into play, I just say yes to you. And Lord, I say no to the flesh. The lies of the enemy. The flesh that wants to stay in bed instead of getting up for early morning prayer. Oh, just hang on. I like to sleep in as much as anybody. How many sleep in people do we have? You'll have a good rest. All right. How many like to wake up early? The rest of you, that group you talked about this morning, it's not going to raise your hand no matter what. But that's okay. The Holy Spirit can see you. He'll get you. Come on, Jesus. But early morning prayer is one of those things I had to decide. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. So if I wanted God to move fully and completely in my life, I had to live a life fully and committed to him. I made everything possible. When we moved to Maui, I did everything. If I didn't have enough gas to get to church, I got rides to get to church just so I can be there for early morning prayer. My determination is I'm not going to miss an opportunity to interact with God. I'm not going to waste a faith step that I used to move to Maui. I'm not going to waste that by not showing up to early morning prayer. Getting that opportunity to get together with other believers, oh, it's powerful. The first time I came here was Friday. I walked in with Pastor Daniel, and I walked in and seen the new building. I love the new building and everything, but when I walked in the door, there was a breeze. It's almost like the building was pressurized. But that breeze wasn't a real wind. It was the Spirit of God that was filling this place. There's a capacity of God's presence in this place. So we walk in, he's showing me different stuff, and I'm having been like an architecture student, I'm just into those kind of things. I love that kind of stuff. But then I was like soaking it in, like, oh, presence of God. And then I walked in the door, and there's people in the sanctuary. at 7 o'clock. They're praising God. They're talking to God. They're getting close to God. And there's something that stirred in my spirit, and there's just something's happening. Something's shaking. Something's moving. And I just felt the presence of God just show up in those lives over there. See, I can use that person. I can use that person. They're willing to show up. And God just showed up in life. I know some people have reasons for not being here. I'm just telling you right now, I am the biggest proponent of prayer, corporate prayer, personal prayer, prayer in the morning, pray at all times, pray when you're mad, pray when you're happy, pray at all times, amen, pray without ceasing. But all those things, getting rid of those excuses in our life, we need to say yes to the Spirit. How about life groups? There's another one. I'm going to bang this drum real good because I bang it all the time at my church. But we need to get into a life group, be part of a life group. I heard the vision of 100 life groups. How many life groups? 100. Tell your neighbor, I want to be part of the 100 life groups. Lord, if you can use anything, you can use me. How many feel disqualified? Don't raise your hand. Yeah, the enemy's wanting to tell you, just, oh, that's not for me. It is for you. If you love Jesus, you can be used to see 100 life groups build and grow and to have bear fruit in this region. Many, many, many life groups coming. How about volunteering? Amen. I've been here for just a few days, and I've heard of need in youth ministry leaders. Come on, people, how about in tech on Wednesday nights? Need some adults to help out. Just being able to volunteer and get involved. Amen. You've got to find a way. You come talk to one of the pastors and say, I don't know what I can do, but I know I need to do something. How can I help you? Or some of the favorite words a pastor can hear. Amen. How can I help? What can I do? How can I do this? This is my gifts. I'm teachable, so show me, lead me, guide me, and then God will use you. But embrace that. Say no to the flesh. Would say, no, Pastor Vince can do that stuff. I'm not very good at it. Let someone else do that. You know, they're much better than me. No. God is in this place, and he wants to use you. So embrace the goodness of God. Say no to the flesh. Protect yourself. Protect yourself. Protect yourself from becoming morally or emotionally derailed. There's things out there all over. People you hang out with can throw you off. How many know? There's people. Those people your mama told you about. Don't hang out with those people. Well, you don't need to hang out with them. You can give them a high five and pray for them, but you don't need to hang out with them. There's some movies and music that just take you to a place where you know you shouldn't be. It messes with your mind. It's time to say no to that and move on. Well, if someone else doesn't bother them, it doesn't matter. That's between you and God. You say no to the things he says no, tell you to say no to. There could be social media. I know that's a huge grip on everybody, but you need to pray and ask God, how do I reinteract with social media? How do you want me to interact? What interaction is going to give you glory in my life? The conversations you have. How many have been in conversations that you just kind of get sideways and you just kind of start feeling yuck, you know, and you just rebuke, you walk away. I tell my kids, just walk away. Just walk. You don't even give a reason. Just start walking. They don't care if they're talking to you. Just walk away. You don't need to be around those kind of things. The games you play. Here's another one, bad thoughts. How many have had the enemy just throw a bad thought at your way? Okay. It's what you do with that that just kind of defines your spiritual maturity in that moment. You just need to rebuke it in the name of Jesus. You probably stand around some of the pastors here. You may hear them, in the name of Jesus, be gone. You'll hear them rebuking things. Maybe they want to come up in their way, a spirit of defeat or doubt or anything like that. You just rebuke and say, be gone in the name of Jesus. So you know it. You have to embrace it. And to stay connected and living in the goodness of God, we need to live it out. Be intentional how you live your life. You need to be intentional. How many planners do we have in the house? People just like to make a plan. I was here for staff meeting on Friday. Pastor Kirsten holds up his paper calendar. This is my calendar. This is my memory bank. This is his cloud system. This is what he remembers. He likes to have things planned out. But we all need to be intentional. Make a plan. Make a plan to succeed. Make a plan to hang out with God. Make a plan to get up 30 minutes early, get a cup of coffee going, sit down and enjoy the presence of God. Make a plan. If you don't make a plan, you will not just accidentally be successful. You need to make a plan to be closer to God. If you want to know more about theology, get into some life groups. Maybe even start a life group, a discipleship group. Get close to God. Make a plan. Make a plan in your life. Let the goodness of God be poured out upon you. Let it be intentional. Let it affect your praise. Let the goodness of God affect your praise. How many have been around people that just praise God just in the middle of nowhere? They're just in the middle of Starbucks. So it's like, oh, Jesus. Hey, yes. I'm kind of that way. My dad is really that way. He'll just be walking through the store. Maybe when I was younger, you know, when you're in your teens, your early teens, or junior high, and your dad starts going, Konda, shada, da, da, kianda, and we're walking through Safeway, saying, Dad, whoa, can you take it down? His son, get closer. He'd just say, suck me close. He goes, it's time to praise. It's time to praise him. Well, I didn't know at the time. We probably didn't have money to buy groceries or something like that. He wanted God to step in. And he's just faith shopping, I guess. Just come on, Jesus. You're going to fill my wallet or fill this cart, one of the two. But we're walking out of this place with some food. Jesus, but let it affect your praise. Let the goodness of God affect your prayer life. Amen. Spend some time just loving on Jesus. I work it into everything that I do at our church. I start with thanks. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You have a testimony. Here, you get a testimony. You just start giving thanks. Because I notice in my life, when I start giving thanks, I start seeing my life differently. When I start giving thanks to God, that problem that seemed insurmountable now seems possible because of the power of God. Lord, you did it before, you're gonna do it again. Come on, Jesus. Lord, that thing that seemed impossible is trying to pull me down, trying to get me wound up. I see now, Lord, you've done it before. You did it in this person's life and that person's life. You've done it in my life, you're gonna do it again. So it starts affecting my prayer life, the goodness of God. Let it affect how you listen to God, how you turn from evil, how you stay humble. Let the goodness of God affect every aspect of your life. And let your faith be stirred to believe for even get greater things. When you start thinking about the goodness of God, your faith increases. How many of you had a moment you're just like, I don't have the faith for that just yet? Lord, I feel you told me to do that. I don't have faith for that yet. How I get through that? I praise God. Start praising God. Start seeing praises. And then as that happens, Lord says, okay, now I want you to go serve somebody. That's phase two. Lord, I don't have a breakthrough of this. I prayed. He said, okay, now go do something for me. So I would, at the cathedral, I'd go walk around and find if someone needs a printer hooked up or something like that. Auntie Carolyn's coffee pot's not working, so I got to fix that. But I go serve somebody. It has nothing to do. I say, Lord, I need help finishing this. This has nothing to do with orchestrations. This has nothing. He said, go serve. Do my work and I'll help you out with your work. So I pray. Pretty soon he says, okay, get off your knees and get out of your office. Now go serve somebody. And so I start serving. And then you would know it just that the wisdom of God starts flowing in my life. You know, I'm working, I'm having a cup of coffee with Auntie Carolyn after we fixed her coffee pot, found some powdered creamer. Amen. We got that in there, just loving it. But we just start feeling the presence of God. You start hanging out with other people, and pretty soon God starts speaking to my life. Said, okay, Lord, I see how it works. Just loving God, loving people, allows me to see and hear him clearly, hear his voice. Also, this is the last one, and sometimes we forget to do it. I want you to just remember to enjoy the presence of God. Enjoy the goodness of God. I know we got 6,000 things going on, but you need to schedule some just enjoyment of the presence of God. Just sit and enjoy it, amen. On Wednesday nights, when it starts to linger a little bit, don't look at your watch. Just go lay on the floor down here in the front and just soak up the power of God, amen. Amen, just absorb the power of God. Just enjoy his presence, enjoy the goodness of God. Allow him to just get you stirred up, amen, about the goodness of God. But to stay connected also in living in the goodness of God, we need to stay postured to receive from God. Stay postured. Make a plan. God's plan is and desires to demonstrate his goodness to us. But we can rob ourselves of God's glory working in it through our lives in many ways. One of it is by our lack of obedience. It's ouch for me because sometimes you do that. You let stuff get in the way. You're not doing what you should be doing. But a lack of obedience will get you derailed and disconnected. How many don't want to be disconnected? You may be connected, amen. So just tell your neighbor, stop being disobedient. Just do it. It's the right thing to do. Just do it. I know it's hard, just do it. I know it, yeah, just do it. Just do it. Allow God to work through your life. Your tongue can get you, your mouth can get you in trouble. How many have a mouth that gets you in trouble sometimes? Yes, all the married men, raise their hands, all right. All right, so it's just, but your tongue can get you in trouble. But you need to start speaking encouragement. Don't let that discouragement leak out of your mouth. Don't be throwing up on other people with your bad words and all this other stuff. And like, woe is me. It's just, no, just start declaring the goodness of God. Start declaring the goodness. God had a meeting with someone not too long ago. And they said, they were just always like, why this, why the aches and pains? And I have compassion for people, but I said, you need to start turning those whys into declarations. Lord, I'm in pain today, but I know I am healed because you're my healer. You start declaring and decreeing the goodness of God. Turn those whys into declarations of the goodness of God. Lord, you promised, and I believe, just like what Pastor is talking about today, you're just walking in alignment with God. So, Lord, I'm just standing upon those promises today. It takes me 4 minutes to get out of bed in the morning because I'm aches and pains, but I know you're healing me in the name of Jesus. All these things, God is healing. He's rescuing your kids. Amen. You just continue to pray and contend and believe. Stop with the whys, and just, you can always ask God why, but I always tell myself, just make sure you praise God before you ask God why, and then you thank God after you ask him about it. Say, Lord, I praise you, I thank you, Lord, you are an awesome God. Lord, now guide my prayers that align with your plans and promises, and then you come before him and say, Lord, why? What's going on? I don't understand. And then praise him when he starts giving the answer. You praise him even if he doesn't get the answer. You know what? You don't have to wait until the answer shows up to start praising God. You don't have to. Just ask God and then jump up and start praising. If you can't stand up yet, then just praise him where you're sitting. Praise him when you're laying in the hospital bed. Thank you, Jesus. And then you let the goodness of God start. You'll get all messed up in a good way. Amen. Don't wait. Praise now. Amen. So don't let your tongue get you in the way. Praise God with your actions. Your actions can get in the way. How you live your life. Amen. Don't let your actions. Your lack of faith can get in the way of God speaking to you. You need to stir your faith. Say, faith, time to arise. How many know you can speak to your faith? I speak to my faith all the time. Faith, it's time. Come on. Let's go. Come on, faith, arise. Yes, we got some work to do, amen? We got some souls to save. We got a ministry to transform and turn around. We've got a city that needs Jesus. We need his faith, let's arise. That's what needs to happen. Speak to your faith. Stay in that posture of receiving from God. But we need to draw close to God in faith. This phrase came to us as I was prepping for a sermon recently. It says, I just felt like the Lord says, you need to breathe some throne room air. You need to get in the face of God. Just face to face with God, that kind of air. In Hawaiian culture, I didn't understand it at first, but Minister Manny and Pastor Kamau was sitting down, we're doing staff meeting. Minister Manny comes in and they put their foreheads to each other. I didn't know what it was. I'm just howling. I didn't know. I couldn't even pronounce Kihei at the point. You know, I was just saying, they put their foreheads together and it looks like some kind of greeting. So I asked him later, I said, what is it? Well, it's just what we do. It's a sign of agreement and friendship and honor. And it's just, we're there. We're breathing the same air. That's how close we are. I am close to you. I am your brother. And this is one of those things when we need to draw close to God, face to face with God and just go, oh, that's some throne room air. I'm thankful, God. As you come in, you're filling my life, and I'm exhaling things that are not of you. We need to breathe that throne room air. To see the full effect of being connected to and living in the goodness of God, we need to continue to declare the goodness of God in what we say, and what we do, and how we walk in faith. We need to also look for the goodness of God revealed in our life. You need to spend time looking for the goodness of God. Take a moment and just take, if it's a cup of coffee, just take an inventory of the goodness of God. God, you're good. Thank you for my dog. Thank you for my fireplace. Thank you for my guns. Thank you for where I live. Amen. Whatever's important to you. Amen. You thank God for a coffee maker that worked that morning. Because you know how, never mind. But you start thanking God. Thank God for your family. How many have just had a moment where your kids are all home? Our kids are getting older, so we really cherish those times when we're all together. It's just really special. But then you get that moment as a parent. You just see them all kind of, you know, having fun, playing games or whatever together, and it's just that moment. And you have that, you're just overwhelmed by how good God is. You just like, you almost get choked up thinking about it right now. It's like, God, you're good. And that's the goodness of God. We need to focus on how good God is. As we do that, our faith increases. It restores us. It revives us. And when we see the goodness of God declared in our life, when we see it active in our life, when it's revealed in life, it'll attract others. Romans 2:4 says this. Don't you see how wonderfully kind, tolerant, and patient God is with you? Does this mean nothing to you? Can't you see his kindness or goodness is intended to turn you from your sin? God's kindness and goodness is meant to turn people from their sin. When you're working at a place, you don't like the people you're working with, that's fine. God's going to save them. But you just still declare and decree and be a reflection of the goodness of God. You get an opportunity to give a testimony. You know what God did? He helped me get some snow tires. I had no money. Amen. God help me. And you start declaring the goodness of God. I'm so thankful for my family. I'm thankful for this job. Some people don't have jobs. I'm thankful for this job. You hate this job, but I'm thankful for this job. And you start getting contagious like that, and it'll affect. It's like a virus in a good way. Amen. It'll start affecting the world around you. It'll affect yourself. Amen. But allow that. It'll start attracting people. Say, what's up with you? What's up with you? Why are you always like optimistic and happy all the time? Well, it's Jesus Christ. Let me tell you about my friend Jesus. Let me tell you about what he did for me. And you don't have to be a theologian to tell people what Jesus did for you. You just got to be honest and forward and say, you know what? God did this. God did this. And I am changed. I am not the same person. I used to be mean and angry. I used to be broke. I used to be tore up. I used to be beat up. I used to be full of fear. I used to be ravaged by this, this, and this. Generational curses stuck to my life. But Jesus came in and broke those things off. I said yes to God, and he said yes to me, and it's been a win-win ever since. That's what God can do. And you start sharing that with people, they may think you're crazy, but that's good. You've been set apart to be an example, to draw a light, to draw all men. God is so good. I love talking about the goodness of God. We're meant to walk in the goodness of God. We're meant to declare the goodness of God. When the goodness of God is revealed and declared, it stirs lives to repentance, which leads people to faith in Christ. When they see it happening in you, it causes them to get interest in who God is. It stirs up a faith in their life. And that faith in Christ turns into an acceptance of Christ, of who he is. I see that who you think God is, and now it becomes the God that they know. They accept Christ. That acceptance of Christ turns into an obedience. Lord, I want to do. I've received you. I accept you. Now I want to follow you as best I can in every way of my life. And that turns into blessings from Christ. I'm going to walk in obedience. You'll find blessings. The blessings of God are found on the path of obedience in your life. Just say yes to God. Be obedient. But far too often we stop right there. We get blessed and then we sit back and relax and enjoy the blessings. Yes, you need to do that. But I'm telling you, I'm challenging you right now. When that blessing starts coming on, then take that next step and start declaring the goodness of God. Look for opportunities to talk to someone about Jesus. You know what happened to me? While you're waiting for your drink at Starbucks, just tell them about something. Talk to them about the good things that are happening in your life. You say, Pastor, that's really awkward. Yes, it is, but you'll get better at it. You say, well, let Pastor Daniel do that. He's good at that. He loves doing that. He likes talking to people. No. He's good at it because he did it again and again and again and again, and he's determined to not stop doing that. But each and every one of us needs to step out and say, Lord, I'm going to tell people about your goodness. You've been good to me. I want that goodness not to be held up here. I want it to spread to the world around me. That's what the goodness of God is. It's meant to transform and draw us close. How many need some of that goodness in your life? Let's stand to our feet. There's a song called Goodness of God. The lyrics are, I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days, I've been held in your hands. How many are thankful that God holds you in his hands? He's just, he knows you. He feels you. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing the goodness of God. How many receive that challenge just to declare the goodness of God from the moment you wake up to the moment you lay your head at night?
Well, I hope you were encouraged by God's word. Thank you again for listening to Kings Alaska Podcast. God bless you. For more great content, go to kcalaska.com and may God's face shine upon you and give you peace.